Welcome, body of believers around the world. Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self-Leadership. This is a podcast that encourages you to live under the hand of God, following the Christ. Remember that Christianity is a personal walk with the Lord Himself. Welcome, everyone, to this edition on Sunday, October 29th, 2023. And as I just said, that Christianity is a personal walk with the Lord Himself. This rang through my head last night. It rang through my head because every Halloween season, I always remember the story that my father has told me about what Halloween was really supposed to be about. Halloween, it translates out as a holy evening. It was a holy evening to the children that went to church because, you know, after Halloween, we have November 1st, and November 1st is All Saints Day. So Halloween was a holy evening, really what started out to be a holy evening for the families that went to church. The holy evening was a blessing. It really was a blessed night. It was a blessed night for the children that went to church, because the blessed night they could go to house and get a surprise, you know, a surprise, a treat. And then the next day they would celebrate in their churches this feast called All Saints Day. How little time takes us in the other direction. How little does humanity understand that through time, we drift away from the true meaning and drift away to something that is really a fallacy. Something so holy, so pure, became defiled. And isn't that like the world? The world, you know, the divine power meant for the world to be a beautiful place for His people. But through time, it was defiled. Through the beginning of time, really, it was defiled. Why? Because they didn't have that connection to the divine power. They didn't have the connection to the divine power. They didn't have a relationship with their God. Today finds us in a situation, today meaning the end of October 2023, finds us in a situation that we're almost like in the dark. It's like we're, you know, it's like we're really facing the dark. And how dark is the dark? Well, we can describe the dark as all human lust and human pleasures and human behaviors, because a lot of people around the world have waited for other people and been praying for other people to come and help them and assist them. And that's just a human need. When you are without, you always cry out. You always cry out in prayer, whether you realize it or not. There's always some kind of heart cry going up to the divine for some help. But we see no help. We see no help. So a lot of people right now in this time is still waiting on for that one person that has a connection to their God, that can open their hearts to them and give them the type of help that they are looking for. Let me reiterate. The world is in need of people that are connected to their God, to the divine power, that through this divine power, their heart will open up, and this divine power can use them in a fascinating way to help others that are in need. Halloween became defiled because of man's lustful ways, because of man's wrong desires. It took us into a direction that I don't think the world really needs right that. We don't need that kind of attitude in this world today. What was so holy and pure, man defiled? What was so holy and pure that did bring some joy and some fulfillment into people's lives? That became taken away. I believe humanity is robbed. Humanity is robbed of the gentleness and the kindness due them. More people walk for their lustful self. They connect to connections that can give only to them. They make plans, they make schemes, and that all hurts other people. Humanity really is crying out for people that can be connected to a higher power, that their hearts can be charitable and giving and loving. I'm not sure what this means to you as you're hearing me say this, but I pray that divine power will come upon you as you are hearing this, and that something can click in your mind and in your heart, that you can be opened up to be used in a charitable way. Until next time, I am Antonia Shebeck, and I say reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.